The U.S. Senate is using procedural maneuvers to technically stay in session during this August recess. One goal is to prevent President Trump from making any unwelcome recess appointments while they're away. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, in Albany, using procedural moves to keep the legislative chambers going is nothing new.
House will come to order. The Assembly of the State of New York is now in session.
Assemblywoman Patricia Fahey stands on the podium in the vast assembly chamber and begins what sounds like an ordinary day in the state legislature.
Visitors are invited to join members in the Pledge of Allegiance.
But there's one big difference. All 150 seats in the chamber are completely empty.
I didn't know this is what they meant when I heard I had the Capitol seat, but this is what they mean by the Capitol seat.
When Fahey from Albany was elected to the Assembly in 2012, she learned that part of her duties as the member living closest to the state capitol would be to gavel in a session every 3 days or so and recite a one-minute-long ritual to essentially no one. There is one legal witness. An assembly clerk is called in to make a note of the proceeding.
I thought, you're kidding, right? Because it can be a little lonely here, especially when you come down on the weekends, when we do this every day before the end of session and before the budget passes.
But she says, just like in the U.S. Senate later this summer, there's an important reason to do it, to maintain the assembly's autonomy.
If we were not to gavel every third day, only the governor can call us back into town. That's a state constitutional issue, so we never adjourn.
The practice of holding a continual session in the assembly, as well as in the state senate, began in 1978 under then-governor Hugh Carey. Carey used the legislature's annual recess to appoint a prisons commissioner that he knew senators would reject. Lawmakers have never let a governor have that chance again.
All in favor say aye, opposed no. The motion carries.
On a summer weekday, Fahey's task is not too much of a burden. Her legislative office is across the street, and she lives a couple of miles away. But she's had some challenges. Snowstorms, for instance.
I did have a car accident with the very first snowstorm in December, late December, driving down here on a Saturday morning. And my brakes, you know, I skidded in the snow and... first accident.
You sacrificed a lot for doing
this. That was a very costly gavel. Yeah.
After that, she bought snow tires. Fahey does get a break from the duty, for instance, when she goes on vacation. Other local assembly members from the surrounding suburbs are happy to fill in. And while she doesn't get any extra pay for her efforts, she says it's not about the money.
As inconvenient as it can be sometimes, I do remind myself it is something that's very serious, and it is. It's an honor. This house now stands adjourned. Thank you.
She'll do it all over again in 3 days. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.